You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back. Nathan Gurmat, Wilhelm here, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. When it comes to protecting your most valuable assets, talk to a real person, not some website. Give Cleveland Allstate agent a call today. Are you in good hands? Nathan Gurmat, Wilhelm, with you here on CBD. And before we do a little after further review, we got our guy north of the border, Cam, in Canada. Welcome to the show, Cam. What's going on?
That was deplorable, that article that was written.
Wasn't it?
Cam, I like what you're bringing on Twitter these days as well. When did you go back from the Maple Leaf back to you?
Since we made you famous? You know what? I'm just trying to bring seven different kinds of pitches every game, eh?
There we go. I like it. Let's do it. Diversify. You got to follow Cam and Camera in Canada. Cam underscore from underscore Canada.
Thank you. You know, one of the things that I wanted to say is if you start an article as a reputable or someone who's been given accreditation with terminology like a bizarre and remote, a story with remote possibilities, how could one use unnamed sources in that? To me, that becomes something more like what you would find in a gossip blog than from an accredited professional. And you know what? I want to put the challenge out there to Browns fans. I know I'm not from Cleveland, I'm from Canada, but I've loved this team for decades. I was brokenhearted when you left, just like everybody else when I was a little kid. I want this to be the rallying cry. I want this to be the cry that brings people together and understands this team is on the climb. I promise that I can feel it. I agree with what Jared said today. Gerard, it's 100% on the climb. This is the lowest it's going to go. And I think this is when the true fans have to band together and support this team, because now the arrows are coming from the outside.
A lot of noise is coming from the outside. And again, the team saying that report 100% false. Cam, how did you become such a big Browns fan north of the border?
Just a tradition. It was just an incredible tradition. And I was taught about hard work and taught about those kinds of principles. And the underdog component of the Browns was huge. Unbelievable uniforms. And, of course, I had a chance to write an article in grade five on Ohio, and when I was in grade five, and that's what I did a book report on, or a report
sure.
on, and fell in love with the area, and just, I really like Ohio State hockey, got to watch some kids from our local minor hockey system that went through and played for the Blue Jackets and that kind of thing, so just really have always been kind of drawn to that area. It's just a gorgeous area, and really grateful that, you know, I get a chance to follow you guys through technology now.
Cam, have you ever been to a Browns game?
No, I haven't been to a Browns game. I've been to Ohio, but I haven't had a chance. But next fall, in the late summer, we're thinking about coming down for training camp.
Oh, that'd be sweet,
hey,
man.
Yes.
Will we be airing? I don't.
Yeah, we'll go. Yeah,
we'll be airing live from training camp. Will we not?
So, Pat runs training camp in the morning, so it'll be morning training camp, and then we'll come in and do the show after that. So,
okay.
If Cam's in here, we'll have to get him. We'll have to give him up here, get him in the studio.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm just grateful to be a fan like everyone else, and love the coverage and just complete props to you guys. And there's a lot of humility in the media on ESPN. I really appreciate what you guys do for your team. But I really want to make this a rallying cry. It's time we either support Jimmy Haslam or get off the bandwagon here. Let's give the guy a break. Let's let this be the starting point for a new revolution here, because I just believe that great things are coming to the team. I truly, truly believe that with all my heart.
I like it, Cam. Appreciate the call. We believe it, too. Mark in East Cleveland now. Welcome to the show. What's up, Mark?
Not much. How are you gentlemen doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I want to piggyback right quick off of what the dude from Canada was saying. Doesn't Lockton Poor have a beef with the Browns because of his association with Banner?
He's been more linked to Mike Lombardi than to Joe Banner. I don't think he has a beef with the Browns. It certainly seems, I know Jason Lockenfor very well. Worked with him at CBS for many, many years and consider him a personal friend of mine. And I don't think he has a beef. Right. I think it's just kind of come out that some things that he's gotten into, and I've told him, things that he's written that I've said are, that's flat out wrong. It just kind of has ended up that way. He's written two articles now that have been not flattering haven't been good for the Browns.
Right. Well, my question really is the fact that yesterday I saw on the news that the man who was running the ATF is in 2 weeks supposed to be the personal conduct bizarre for the NFL, and haven't heard a lot about it. I was wondering what you fellas think about, you know, what he's doing and how it could affect the Browns or the NFL in particular. Thanks a lot, man.
Well, in terms of the new conduct czar, anybody that gets some of this power out of Roger Goodell's hand is good, in my opinion. I don't think it's going to have much of an impact on the Browns. I think the Textgate thing is going to happen at some point soon. I don't think it's going to have a huge impact there. But anything, you know, they're just being smart about trying to figure out how to get these disciplines handed out in the right way for going forward for the NFL, because there's been a problem with it. The NFL's kind of under siege, and Roger Goodell was last year because he made some bonehead decisions.
Absolutely, and I think more so than anything, we hope coming out of these owners' meetings that there's some finality to those open cases, you know, Textgate and Deflategate and so on and so forth, and let the penalties come out. You know, there's not how much – I mean, what's out there is out there. And I think the NFL, the power that they are, you know, probably similar to the NFL version of the FBI, can get any bit of information that they really want. I mean, if these Lockenfora, McManaman, you know, Schefter sources are so viable, why can't the NFL get to the bottom of something that should be done in a matter of weeks? So let's get it done, get it out, so that these teams, the Cleveland Browns included, know what they're working with going into the draft if any draft picks are at stake.
Absolutely correct. All right, when we come back, we're going to get into our final segment here. Final chance for your phone calls and tweets at Browns_daily or call the show 216-578-0850. We'll do a little after further review with our man Jason Gibbs right after this on CBD.